Blog Talk Radio. program service. So we would like for you that are listening out there in our digital listening audience to bow your heads with me, if you will. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, hallelujah, to those that are hurting deep within their souls. These and other blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. All right, I hope that you've got comfortable. I hope you've got you a comfortable seat, and I hope that you've got your shoes off or some comfortable shoes that you might have on. But I just want you to get comfortable tonight and help to enjoy the Lord with me and help to bring the divine word of truth to our audience on tonight. And our theme on tonight, you that are listening out there in our digital radio audience, is too close to heaven. I would like to ask those of you that are listening out there tonight, how many saints and those of you alike, how many are out there in our digital listening audience is too close to heaven and you wouldn't turn back if your life depended on it? Praise God. But we know, hallelujah, that we read in the law of Ephesians 2:8, reads like this: by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. All right. Now we know that it is God's grace and mercy that keeps us anchored in the Lord, in our daily walk with God. And we come to know that when you have a spiritual made-up mind and you have a mindset and a determination to live the life of Christ, despite the outcome, you're saying it's a life or death mandate. Come hell or troubled waters, your choice is Jesus all the way. I want to know how many they'll listen on tonight has made up in your mind that you're not going to let nothing, absolutely, positively nothing, come between you and your soul salvation and your destination of entering in that heavenly place we call heaven, that heavenly kingdom that is beyond the sky. I'm telling you, I know there are some saints of God, some seasoned veterans out there listening, that you have been running for Jesus a long time and you said that you're not tired yet. And you know that's a good thing, because this journey, it's not always an easy journey in this life. For God said we would have trials, we would have tribulations, but God's word guarantee us that he would deliver us from them all. We're going to have all kind of experiences in this life while we're down here on planet Earth. But we have the assurance that if we just keep our hand to the plow and don't look back, just keep looking forward and keep moving, we know that our end result will be heaven gain. And I tell you, saints of God, I am one of those people that I am determined to go with God all the way. I'm too close, saints of God. I'm too close to turn around. How about you? I am too close to heaven to turn around. I've come too far. I've come through too much. God has brought me through too many things. He brought me out over the other side. Those of you that might have encountered a malignant of cancer in your body, and it was terminal, and the doctors had given you up to die. But, oh, grace and mercy stepped in, and made, oh, death behave. Send that old cancerous tumor back to the pit of hell in which it came. And if those that have been shot, you've been shot, you have been caught up in situations where you have been shot numerous of times, and the doctor has declared you dead, but God said no. God has a plan for your life. And so God preserved your life. And we know that anything that we go through is not coincidental. It's a God mandate. It's a God plan for our lives. And for our stated, I believe on the last segment, that God, hallelujah, loves us unconditionally. God loves us. And it's nothing that can happen to you or I that God cannot handle. And so when you got that made up mindset to go on with God, whether your family members disagree with the word of truth that you're delivering to the world, then you have to make up in your mind. It's either you're going to either please your family or you intending to please God. And you're going to be made a mockery out of. You're going to be scorned. You're going to be beat. You're going to be told you're a liar. You're going to be told all kind of untruth. But you keep your hand to the plow. You keep looking to Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. See, we can't get off track. We got to keep our mind focused on where we're going. And if we are destined, if our destination is heaven, then we got to, every day of our lives, we got to be living as though God is coming tonight. If God was to crack that cloud, I want to ask you that are listening out there in our digital listening audience, how many of you would be ready? How many, if God cracked that cloud in the rapture tonight, how many could say without a shadow of a doubt that you're ready to meet Jesus in the air? And I want to just plead to those of you that may not know God out there, in the pardon of your sins, I'm giving you an invitation to Jesus on tonight. I would ask you, if you're tired of being tired, if you're tired of running, you're tired of running, you're tired of being beat down by Satan tactics, because he has a tactic every day for us, every day that God enable us to open our eyes. The devil is on his job. And like I first stated, that the devil do not take vacations. He don't miss any days off of the job. He's on his job 365, sometimes 366 days out of a year. Satan is on his job. He is on his J-O-B. He is on his job. And his job is to sidetrack as many of those of you that are out there listening in our digital audience as he can. If he can get you distracted off of an opportunity to meet God, then he would have won. But if he can not distract you, and you have a mindset that, hey, I'm going to pick up this word, I'm going to pick up this Bible, I'm going to pick up this pamphlet, and I'm going to read it and see what it says inside. And there is some pamphlets that is being given out through the Seventh-day Advantage. And we have different people that, you know, we have the, I forget those that come to your door. But they come to your door with pamphlets. And also you got internet now where you can download a lot of spiritual research and a lot of spiritual data that you might be interested in. You can just download it for your own self, references. And so God lets us know that he loves us. God loves us, and God loves you that are out there listening tonight. I want you to know that God loves you, and he don't want anything but the best for you. And that is, he wants you to have eternal life spent with him versus eternal damnation. Hell, matter of fact, and damnation would be your end results. If you don't have a relationship with God, then that means that you have a ticket to that death, hell, and the grave. And not only that, but eternal unrest that you have if you don't have God in your life and you're not living a sanctification life style before God every day. And this is an everyday effort. Every day we have to live for God. It's not just on Sundays when you go to church. It's not on Saturdays or when you go to choir rehearsal. But, I mean, living for God is a day-to-day thing. And we have to have our mind made up that we are going to serve God, that we are going to heaven no matter what. And I want to just read a little bit to you before our time run out. So I'd like for you to just come a little closer to your radio dial. Now, hallelujah. It says that in this final passage, the prophet described how the suffering and the brokenness of the Lord's servant will lead to deliverance. Although this idea may be difficult to comprehend, it is nevertheless as relevant for us today as it ever was. The prophet exhorts us not to lose sight of the role that suffering plays in deliverance. Much of our present suffering as Christians prepare us for the realization of future promises. Christ suffered to atone for our sins. According to the law of Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Suffering silently, Christ unheard a new concept, namely that a seed would be planted that would burst forth, grow, and produce a bountiful harvest because of, not in spite of what it endured. His suffering bore fruit. It brought us peace with God. His resurrection brought us a harvest of hope, eternal life. And our response to suffering must reflect the response of the servant as he foreshadowed Christ. By so doing, we confirm our belief in and commitment to the message we have heard in this prophet. Hallelujah. Song from the Lord. We thereby show our understanding that trouble doesn't last forever and that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose. We read it in the law of Romans 8:28. Then we will suffer. We know, hallelujah, longer have to ask, why me? Instead, we are assured that through suffering, God will bring deliverance. We shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. That was the law of Isaiah 53:11. And so if we don't lose hope, and just keep on keeping on, our troubles is not going to last always. We know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I come to let you know, you that are suffering, maybe you are suffering financially, maybe you are suffering physically in your body, maybe you are suffering marital problems, I come to let you know tonight that God is the problem solver. It's not a problem too large or too difficult that God cannot solve. All you got to do is bring your burdens to the feet of Jesus and drop them right there. Because I guarantee you, God will solve your problem or your money back. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight. And I want you to just take hold of faith. Go on with God, matter what. No matter what trial, tribulation that you encounter. I know we're going to be going through some hard times here to come. And some of us going through hard times right now. But I just want you to be encouraged to know that whatever you're going through, that God can carry you through and bring you out victoriously on the other side. So I want you to just be encouraged on tonight and know that victory, if you keep your hand on the plow, victory is yours. Because I am too close to heaven to turn back. And I know some of us, I would be afraid to turn back, saints and friends, and you that are listening out there in our digital listening audience. I would really be afraid to look back, because if you look back, or if you go back into the world in which God has delivered you from, you may not be able to make it back alive this time, because we're over here. We're over in safety. God is our safety net. And so we're over here in safety. So why would you go out of safety zone and get in harm's way? You don't want to get in harm's way where the devil, which is our advocate, can deceive you and tell you, hey, it's something else out there that he has to offer you that's better than living the lifestyle of Christ. Don't let his delusion, mingle your mind like that. You know that without a shadow of a doubt that God saved you from death, hell, and the grave and gave you another chance. Some of us, God gave a many chances, and we should not take that lightly. We should thank God each and every day, each and every time that it comes to our mind to thank God for saving us, because we could be 6 or 8 feet in a cold grave right about now. But it was God's grace and mercy that sustained our lives. I tell you, you that are listening out there in our digital audience on tonight, God loves you. And if you have not tried our Savior, the man that died out on Calvary Cross over 2,000 years ago, I want to introduce to you and present to others this man named Jesus. His name is Jesus Christ, and he came to save those which was lost. And I want you to know that you can be found tonight. You can be found through Christ Jesus. If you want to be found, I'm just asking you to raise both hands right where you stand or sit and admit to God that you are a sinner and that you would invite God into your life to be your Lord and Savior. And God will take away all your sins that you've ever committed, and he will happily put them in the sea of forgetfulness and to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that it's no greater lifestyle. I just really can't stress this enough, and I will be saying this again and again, that living a sanctification lifestyle is the best lifestyle one could ever live down here on this planet we call planet Earth. I'll tell you, because there is happiness, there is joy serving God, there is peace serving God, there's contentment serving God. You don't have to worry about, you know, being scared, living by yourself, because God is a comforter. You don't have to say, well, I'm going to buy me a Tech 9, I'm going to buy me a 22, I'm going to buy me a 45, I'm going to buy me a 380, I'm going to buy me a rifle. God is our protector. God watches over us as we commute every day to and fro, going to work, going to school, going to university, going to the daycare, going to the grocery store, going to the laundromat, going to the barber, going to the beauty salon. Wherever you go to and for, God has got his heavenly angels encamped on their posts, each designated his own post, watching over God's children. So you don't have to be alarmed. You don't have to be frightened that something is going to happen to you, because God has got you covered. When you're anchored in the blood of Jesus, God has got you covered. And there's not a devil in hell. There's not a devil outside around hell that can do you any harm. And I just want you that are anchored in Jesus to just keep on keeping on, soldiers. Keep on keeping on, hallelujah, warriors, because it's going to pay off after a while. It's going to pay off. All we got to do is just keep on doing what our Heavenly Father instructs us to do. Keep our hand to the plow. Keep on reading the Word of God. Keep on learning every day more and more of the Lord and getting Him engrooned in us and outside of us. Because we are, hallelujah, the light of the world. And we are the city that sits up on a hill. And we are supposed to let our light shine. Every day we are supposed to let our light shine. Because we are what? Representing Jesus everywhere we go. We got that halo that people can see. It's something about that man or that woman that's different from anybody else. That's that glow that God gives us. That Holy Ghost power that is just equipped deep down inside of our very soul. So I just want you to be encouraged and just know that you're too close tonight. You're too close to heaven to turn back to the world of sin, because you may not make it back if you straddle a fence, if you get outside of your safety net. You may not make it back in time. So I just want you to be encouraged tonight. And then ending on tonight, as I always for say, that I hope and pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, hallelujah, as I know it to be. And I know that anything that I bring to you is what God gives me. And when He give it to me, then I in return give it to you. So I hope, like I said before, that this program has been a blessing to you. And we would just welcome your comments, your emails, your text messages. And also, I have an email address. And my email address is janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. You can text me a message, or you can email me and let me know how I'm doing, because I always like to hear your feedback, because it just, you know, make me want to do better. If I can do anything, I can improve better, then hey, you let me know. And I know that God will keep me grounded and He keep me on the straight and narrow path of righteousness. So, like I said before, that if you have anything that you would like to submit, you'd like to, you can write us a letter, or you can text message me if you want to, you can email me, this Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the Northern Peninsula sector of California. And like I said before, if this program has been a blessing to you, then I would love to hear from you. So until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye.